Welcome in. Thanks for joining us for the latest edition of the Delaware Biblecast, podcast ministry of Delaware Bible Church. I'm Brad Harris. I serve as pastor of administration and outreach here at Delaware Bible Church. And joining me for today's podcast again is my good buddy, my friend, Nolan Martin. Nolan, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me on the show, buddy. Appreciate it.
So last week, Nolan and I spent our time together on the podcast talking about singleness. And as we talked about singleness, we spent our time defining it. We talked about singleness's relevancy within the church today and offering encouragement to those who are currently single within the church. This is going to be our second part of that podcast where we're going to focus on the role of the church as being a blessing to singles, specifically within the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, but really generally as well. Now, for many of us, it feels like the COVID-19 pandemic, as of this recording, is mostly behind us. Although, who knows for sure if that's the case, because this thing just feels like, in some ways, at least to me, that it continues to drag and drag and drag. Yet for many of us within the church, COVID has brought some unique challenges and trials, yet God has revealed many good things that we needed to consider within our lives through it. I remember sharing in a previous podcast that my biggest fear of getting COVID was not the disease in and of itself, based on, at that time, we saw the statistics of how unlikely that I was personally to become terminally ill from the virus, but the isolation that came from being quarantined and by myself for such an extended period of time. Now, this came true, and I was isolated and in quarantine for 10 days. But God was gracious during that time and allowed many within the church to bless and encourage me through that trial. So I want to begin our time talking about the trials that the Lord has allowed within our lives as single men during this time. So Nolan, if you wouldn't mind, would you share with us some of the trials that the Lord has allowed in your life during the pandemic and how God has worked good in your life through these trials?
Absolutely. Okay, so the first trial last year was having to move back into my parents' house for about 2 months while the COVID virus first hit. My brother and sister-in-law, my brother-in-law and my sister moved here from New York City and quarantined in my apartment for about 2 months. The sense of losing my independence was very, very challenging. So my backstory is I lived with my parents pretty much until I moved out on my own in August of 2016 while I was working at Ohio Wesleyan. I had just moved into a beautiful apartment in September of 2019. I was starting to feel independent because of my job. And then this COVID thing hit, and it pulled the rug out from every one of our feet. Mm-hmm. My sister and my brother-in-law were living in New York City, and they'd wanted to come here to quarantine themselves. And they still worked and kept in touch with their friends in New York. So I had to move. So I moved back in with my mom and dad out of love for them. But it was really, really challenging. Another aspect of last year that was very, very trying was watching my grandfather, who eventually passed away in November, watching his health slip and being there in the house while mom would get the calls from the doctor or from the people at the living center saying that he had passed out again. So just being present for that was very, very challenging. That whole situation with my grandfather, there were so many hoops he had to jump through. Because, you had all these regulations that were being put on you if you wanted to go see your family. So basically, we would go to my. And there was a period where at the beginning of the COVID quarantine, where we would go to the assisted living place and talk to my grandparents behind the window, and I did that for a few weeks, and then finally it got to me because I've got such a big heart, and it doesn't take much to break my heart. I couldn't handle the whole situation of talking to my grandparents through a window anymore. I couldn't do it anymore. And then just the quote unquote normal things of life that I've always enjoyed, music or concerts, live music, going to movies, hanging out with friends, going to church, all these things that we did pre-quarantine that were just a part of everyday, were just a part of everyday life, they were taken away from us, and it was really, really challenging. And it was, and it was a struggle not to become angry or bitter. A benefit of this time was allowing the branches of my faith to really grow deep and just be rooted in Christ. I spent a goal of mine that I had back in 2019. I won't drag this up too much. I had intended to go through the Bible and read it in a year. Mm-hmm. And I was doing well with that, and then we got back from South Africa, and then it just kind of stopped, and life happened, distractions got in the way. Well, last year with COVID, there were no distractions, so I had the chance to really dig deep and to get back to trying to read the Bible in a year, and my faith was really my faith became very, very strong. And I can say now that I can feel, you know, Christ's presence in my life much more strongly than I did pre-COVID. So,
amen. Yeah, I remember Nolan and I, for those who are listening, are movie buddies. We like to go check out some movies together. And I remember it was probably 6 months where we didn't go see a movie together. And then you, me, and Rob Hildreth, another one of our movie buddies, all went to go to the theater to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. They had all these restrictions in place, all these things you couldn't do. We didn't care. I mean, we abided, we did what we were supposed to do, but we didn't care about the extra restrictions or anything. I don't think I've ever been that thankful to be in a movie theater.
Oh, I know, man.
The movie wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
But
it wasn't.
We were together in a movie theater again. And one of the things that, as you shared with that I experienced and that I know that you have as well during this time is, you know, I think one thing that COVID's taught each of us and that we've talked about here at the church some in some of our sermons and different things is that regardless of if you're an introvert, regardless of if you're an extrovert, COVID was hard on you. Because even if you're more of an introverted person, you don't say as much, or you don't get your energy from people quite as much, we all have a need, a deep sense of community. And we talked about that some last week, we will this time as well. But that deep sense of community is there, whether or not you're talking to the people, whether or not you're extroverted, introverted, whatever it may be. So for those listening, my encouragement for you is to consider those single people that God has placed in your life and how you can be ministering to them during this time. There are unique trials that those who are single have been going through during this time, but you have an opportunity to minister to them. And again, I think it's important for us to define the single groups that we find within the church today. And so I'm going to define those. Nolan and I are going to speak primarily within those who, last week we said were from the second group. Those are the ones that are single and at an age where they can marry. It can include people like Nolan or myself who have never been married, but it could also include those who are divorced or widowed or at an age where they could very well marry again. And that's the perspective that we're going to be sharing from, because that's the lives that we both live. But as well, there are those who may not be in that, but that phase of life, they may be in a different one, but ones that you can minister to well during this time as well. Those would include those who are single and based on their stage of life, they are unable to marry, or it would be unwise for them to marry based on the transition phase that they're in or something like that in their life. Additionally, it could be those who are at an age where it's unlikely that they will marry again, likely because they're a widow or their age or those type of things. Regardless of what category you find the single person like that within your life, one of the most significant ways that you can bless these people is by committing to spend time with them. Consider their needs and how you can spend time encouraging and blessing them. Now, again, we're at a stage of this COVID thing where, for the most part, it seems like we're able to get out and do things a little bit more. So if it's a local person, my encouragement is maybe go out to dinner with them. Maybe invite them over if you feel comfortable with that. It could also be a person that lives farther away that you're not able to do that with, but you could commit to maybe on a regular basis giving them a phone call there. I'm a phone call guy. I enjoy that, and that's been a blessing in my life whenever my single buddies will give me a call and we can connect and talk there.
Yep.
One of the ways, Nolan, that I have seen this personally in my life is through the opportunity that I've had several times to enjoy a meal or enjoy fellowship with your family here in town.
Thank you.
And I remember social events such as an Ohio State game where we might have gotten a little bit excited during.
Nah, never, never.
An Oscar party or events such as we watch a movie together, we just enjoy some time of fellowship or something like that, some time around your family. As my family, they're not too far away. They're respectively, sister and her family are 2 hours, mom and dad are 2.5 hours, but you know, they're not right here. And so kind of having an adopted family like that, not only from your family, but others in the church, has been a real blessing in my life, where just you can do social things with them. You can get out with them. You can do something not on your own at home one night. For me, there's also other men within the church that I've been able to regularly get together with and spend time with, whether it's for morning coffee, whether it's for a meal, or an activity that's been a real blessing in my life. One of the examples that I will share with that is there was a particular time in my life where I was going through a real struggle. I was going through a loss of a relationship 3 or 4 years ago that was a real struggle in my life after that. And I just remember for 4 months just feeling depressed, just each day struggling with it. And there was a particular man within the church who I met with, who I called, who I talked to, that shared the most encouraging piece of advice for me that I remember through that trial. And that was, "Brad, if you need to come over, then come over. Don't wait for an invitation. Call, make sure we're home, and come over." Now, as a pastor, I understood the sovereignty of God. As a believer, I had memorized scripture on, Bible verses. I understood and knew the sovereignty of God, that God was doing good in this. But yet I was constantly struggling. And knowing that there was always a place that I could go to, people that in just a few minutes I would be able to see, even though I don't think I really took them up on that at another time, it was a real encouragement and a blessing in my life. So there are people like that within your life that you can minister to, that you can spend, that you can give the gift of your time, of your listening ear to. Nolan, what are some of the ways that folks have done this for you in your life?
Well, first of all, I have to thank a long list of people. This is going to sound like an Oscar speech, but I don't care. I have to thank Wendy and Rob Hildreth. Yep. I tell you what, they have been godsends to me mm-hmm. over the years.
Same here.
Rob and I both have developed a real strong friendship over the years. The first time I hung out with Rob and Wendy, we went to the Irish Festival back in 2009. And that, I mean, you know, at the beginning, I thought, well, here's these two old people, and here I am, a young guy. I said, why am I hanging out with these old folks? But no offense, Rob and Wendy, I know you'll be listening to this podcast. I apologize. They'll laugh about that. Our friendship has really blossomed. And in moments where I've felt really alone, mm-hmm. They've been balm to my soul. They've welcomed me into their home. They've opened me into their lives with open arms. They've encouraged me, blessed me, encouraged me to pursue creative endeavors. Have prayed with me, so I love them dearly. Another thing, I've been involved in a really cool Bible study with my dear buddy Bill Fenton and our mm-hmm. other friend Zane, who doesn't go to Dillard Bible Church, but he's a good guy. We meet every Saturday at Chaffee's, and those Bible studies, they're just rich. It's just three dudes getting together, talking. There's no real set plan. There's no set book we're working on. It's just, okay, well, how you doing? I'm doing good. What are you reading about? Here's the Bible. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. It's very rich. I've got to thank the people in my new home church. God has really done a lot of amazing things for me through Northwest Presbyterian. It's a place where I can feel like I can be me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to put on airs, or I don't feel like I'm. But people are keeping me at arm's distance. And I developed a lot of wonderful friends there. Selby and Angie Brannon. Selby, I call him, if any of you have ever seen the show Tuesdays with Maury, Selby's my Maury. He's a wise guy, very powerful testimony, had a heart attack several years ago. He was working a very prestigious job, had a heart attack, nearly died from it, and completely just changed his perspective about how he was approaching life. I've got wonderful friends like David Hannon Noth, who are the leaders of our small group. Who were the leaders of our C group when I first started going to NPC. I gotta say, my brothers and sisters, Aaron and Scalco. I can't talk about these two enough. They're wonderful people. They had me over at their house last Sunday, and I opened up and shared with them my whole single story.
Mm-hmm.
Spared no details, and just they were very, very reassuring. They were it was very encouraging. It was and it was God's way, and God is so good to me in this way. Whenever I start feeling doubt, or I go through periods of like where I really sense like, oh, like this is never going to happen. These dreams are never going to happen. God always uses someone to speak into my life to go, you know what? No, I hear you, and so. You can trust me. And Aaron and Natalie helped me last week. And you know, like I said, I don't want to ramble on here, but the list of friends that I've made at NPC it grows and grows, and hopefully it will continue to grow as long as I'm at that church. So, mm-hmm.
Well, as you share that, one of the big takeaways that I took is you shared the words, "It's a place where I can be me."
Yeah,
and that's really an important thing. For I would say the church, in that believers who are single can go there and feel like, this is where I belong. This is part of, it becomes a part of who you are, in that this is my community. This is my fellowship. This is the place that cares for me, that loves me, that is a major part of my life. And as well, you mentioned a variety of age groups for that. And speaking of, for example, with Rob Hildreth with that, I've often just been able to be often encouraged by him as well, in that Rob has walked the same path that you and I have, mm-hmm. as single men for an extended amount of time. And it's good to have people in your life like that to say, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it is.
And it's good for us to be that to other people as well, because that's one of the reasons why God gives us the diversity of the body. Not everybody's walking through exactly the same things that we are, and they can learn from us, but as well, people have walked through those things, and we know them as well. So another key way that you can minister and share the love of Christ with those who are single is that of encouragement. We've touched on this some, but when we talk about encouragement, I'm primarily talking about encouragement in prayer, but also through those life-on-life opportunities, again, often brought on by time together, where you're able to encourage them and build them up in their faith. Now, I'm not particularly talking about dating advice, because so often within the church, that's so often the case. Well, we're just going to help fix their problem by giving them dating advice. Well, there may be a time and place for that. But I can say, and I think, Nolan, you would agree with me on this, that for most singles within the church, we're not necessarily looking for dating advice. We're looking for prayer, for encouragement, for those to just come alongside and be a friend or a spiritual advisor there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you know somebody great that's a good fit, nothing wrong with sharing that, and I would say in some ways you should. But as we shared in last week's podcast, singleness is not a problem to be solved. It is a gift from God. It is a gift that some face over a prolonged amount of time. It's a gift that others face for just a very short amount of time. But for singles within the church, often the biggest trial within their life is their singleness. And it's not something that we necessarily want to talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, if a single wants to talk to you about their relationship status, about struggles that they're going through there, they will. Now, you may need to talk to them a little bit about it, but as you build that relationship with them and encourage them, they'll want to talk to you about these things because you'll have that type of relationship there. Some of the biggest encouragements that I have received are those within the church who regularly tell me that they're praying for me, and those who are there to listen and to offer advice when I ask for it or if they see a need for it. So through your ministry of encouragement, particularly those life and life opportunities, God can do a lot of really wonderful things through that. It's also good for you to encourage singles who you see serving within church ministries. An example that I'll give about that, particularly here within our COVID season that we've experienced, is that, you know, there was a time when we did not have church in person for 8 weeks here at the church. And for many churches, it was much longer than that. And at least here at Delaware Bible Church, the two guys that were here consistently through that time, that were continuing to make things work so that we could stream services and so that everybody else could have church, were Don Burrows and Ken Kinzel. Don being our deacon of AV and Ken being the main guy that does the mix each Sunday morning. And their work continued to allow us to have worship services here within the church. They allowed people to be able to tune in from home. And based on Don's ministry, who continues to use his singleness to invest a lot of time outside of just service hours here at DBC, he was able to get us streaming and doing all that kind of stuff a year before COVID even happened, which, praise the Lord, once COVID actually hit and we went from one day it being a 5-minute conversation in a meeting as to, hey, this might be something, to that Saturday closing up church for the next 8 weeks. That allowed us during that time to, when we had to refigure out all of our other ministries, to say, hey, we know what we're doing here. For church, we're streaming. We have these things in place, and these guys made it work. And what a blessing that was for our church family. And two guys that were using their singleness and leveraging the time that they had to be able to encourage other people there. So as we look at those things, it's good for us to be able to encourage those who are single that are selflessly serving in ministries. Nolan, what are some of the ways that others within the church have encouraged you during your years as a single man?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I have to mention Rob and Wendy again. You brought up the fact that it's encouraging to talk to Rob because he's a guy that has you know, he got married in his late 30s, and Wendy got married in her late 30s. So it's good to have conversations with those people. Prayer, listening, and them listening to me. I can't thank the Scalcos enough. Befriending you. Mm-hmm. I got to give a shout out to you. Just we both, your friendship has been a real blessing.
Same here, brother.
So
same back to you.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, a lot of people have been able to share a lot of encouragement with both of us. And I think the last thing that we'll talk about for today's podcast is sharing the love of Christ with singles through acts of service. And with that, again, we want to more broadly talk in this podcast about singles in general that you're able to help. This could be someone in their 30s that are single like Nolan or I. This could be someone that, for example, is a widow and needs a particular help with certain things that you're able to help with. Maybe it's tech-related. Maybe it's a project around the house or something like that. But how can you share the love of Christ with singles through acts of service? Well, the first step, again, is analyzing who you're seeking to encourage and what they most need. People's needs are different. I will say for most singles, friendship is a need that we all have. But as well, there could be specific acts of service that are more encouraging to them. It could be, for example, giving them a card. It could be a service project, working on a car for them if you know how to do that, helping them build a fence. A single buddy of mine helped me work on my back patio, and we rebuilt the fence this last summer. And man, what an encouragement for that was for me that we were both able to do that together. And it's something I just look at and I have a little bit of pride in because my buddy helped me do that. I know there are people within the church, single people that have needs as simple as someone taking them to the doctor. And that's been a thing for my life. I got LASIK surgery several years back. And having a man within the church that took me to and from that appointment there when I wasn't able to drive was just a real encouragement to me. It could be offering financial advice. It could be, in certain circumstances, and Nolan, I know that you mentioned this here, getting a female perspective on something from someone that's not, you know, related to you or something like that. I know, as Wendy Hildreth has done for you and for me or other people within the church, where you can get a female perspective and outside opinion on something. And that's just really an encouragement to you, because there's not necessarily another person that you could ask that about.
Yeah.
So analyze the relationships and the people that you have within your life and see how you're able to best help take care of their needs there. Nolan, would you have any other pieces of advice here that have been especially encouraging to you as you're able, or as people have been able to encourage and bless you within the church, or that you've been able to do for others as a single man?
Absolutely. I've had some really encouraging conversations with young single guys who've asked me how I've been able to stay single as long as I have, and how I've stayed pure the way I have.
Mm-hmm. Really important conversation.
Incredibly important conversation. Incredibly important conversation. I'd probably say, the book Kingdom Single. I cannot recommend this book enough. It's such a good book. As I said earlier in the first podcast, It is a book that will really empower you. Mm-hmm. If you're really struggling with being single and feeling, where do I stand? Where do I fit in? This book is incredibly, incredibly empowering, and it shows you that you are very valued by God, that in your individuality, you are very, very precious to God. You are on a spiritual mission. You're a soldier for Christ, and until the Lord drops the special someone into your life, keep pursuing Christ. I want to encourage young people, young single adults, as I said in the first podcast, stay connected with God. Mm-hmm. Don't lose sight of the fact that God loves you. You have a Heavenly Father who made you. As David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Mm. You are loved by God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you are known and loved more than you can ever, ever realize.
Amen. With that, Nolan, a couple other thoughts with that, as you've shared there, again, your perspective and what you offer as far as advice to someone that is in the single camp could be just a major blessing to them, as Nolan and I have both shared with particular people. One of the simple things that the Lord, as an able-bodied younger guy, has allowed me an opportunity to really bless people with while being single, or that you can as well bless other people with, because there was a lot of people in the church that helped me with it, mm-hmm. is moving.
Yep.
Because you always need guys to help move.
Yep, you do.
And, for me, even when I moved from a one-bedroom apartment into my two-bedroom condo that I lived in, there were probably seven or eight guys from the church that just helped me knock that out in an afternoon, or it was in a morning. And man, what a blessing that was to be able just to, hey, I got a trailer. Hey, I got a truck. Hey, I got this. I didn't even have to rent a U-Haul. They just helped me out and they did that. So as we look at through our podcast here, we've worked through singleness in two of them. A couple points of reminders that I just want to just continue to drive home a little bit. Number one, we talked about singleness being that of a gift. It may not always feel like a gift, but it is a gift from God. And the Lord allows these trials that we go through, these things that we deal with as a single person, as a married person, whatever it is, for good within our lives. And Nolan and I could both recount times where the Lord has allowed these trials for much good within our life. But as we look at that, then, He's given us clear opportunities to minister to those within our life, regardless of our status, so we should do that. And in particular for singles, your gift of friendship, of spiritual encouragement, and being able to minister to them through acts of service are going to be real great encouragements to their life and things that the Lord will greatly use your ministry through. So I would encourage you to be thinking about some of these things, be thinking about how the Lord can work within your life to be able to be a blessing and encouragement to other singles and share the love of Christ with them. So again, No One and I, this was a special project for us with our friendship and talking about many of these things and just sharing life with one another and singleness, working through those trials that we go through together. And we hope that these podcasts have been an encouragement and blessing for you. We thank you for joining us. Nolan, we thank you for joining us over these last two. Again, for those listening, we hope that you have a wonderful week, that the Lord uses these podcasts to encourage and equip you in your faith. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great week.